I had somebody who emailed during the week. I think they canceled their membership. The reason they said is, Marlon, I'm a newbie, and this is too far over my head. So I want to cover information both for newbies today and also advanced people. First of all, let me address those of you who are new, just to try to make sure that you're not getting lost in the shuffle somewhere. If you are new, there are things that I recommend. Number one, if you do not have your product yet and you need a product, you want to create your own product to promote, I highly recommend Product Dashboard, because that's going to go step by step in detail as much as anything you can pretty much find on how to create your own products. Now, there's a lot of information out there on creating products. You're welcome to buy any of it. I don't think you'll find any of it more step by step and more how-to and more useful at price than Product Dashboard. Now, that's for creating your own product. Do you have to start out creating your own product? No. Here's what you've got to do. To make money in this business, you got to have a list, and you've got to have products to sell that list. If you do not have your own product, you can sell affiliate products to begin with. Where do you find affiliate products? Commission Junction, J-U-N-C-T-I-O, commissionjunction.com, usually referred to as CJ for Commission Junction. Clickbank.com is the most popular because they have ebooks. And then there's a place called LinkShare that has higher-end products. Most affiliates sell from CJ, Commission Junction, as well as Clickbank. Now, you've got to build your list. How do you build your list? Well, let's address that. Let's talk just a minute about how you build your list. The way you build a list is by finding a group of people and then offering them a free report, free ebook, something free. Free download, free software, free video, free teleseminar, free webinar, free anything to get them on your list. Now, once they're on your list, you send emails, you provide value, and you will sell these people. Now, let's discuss this, though, and break it down. Like I say, if you're advanced, hang out, and we're going to get some info for you ladies and gentlemen also. But let's talk about for those. How do you target your list? Well, I cover this at length, and I think very well in Row 1 or Promo Dashboard. But there is a site called BigDashboards.com. That is in Promo Dashboard in Row 1. And I show you there, you know, you just go in there and you search for whatever your interest, your niche, your target audience is, and you're going to find forums that the people participate on. It will also tell you how many participants there are, how many posts there are, how many threads there are. What you do is you go in there and you become a member of the forum, and in your... At the end of a forum post, there is a thing called the signature line. Signature line, most forum software allow it, and that's just a link that you can provide to your website or your blog or whatever, right? So what you're going to do is you're going to take that little freebie, report, video, audio, ebook, whatever it is that you create, a free webinar, free teleseminar, and you're going to put it there with a how-to title and a link to it to download it for free. Free PDF is a great one because you can write a 10-page PDF in a day or two or 3 days, depending on how fast a writer you are, 10, 12 pages on a topic, a problem-solving topic or a topic to help people give a result, and you put that in your link, and then you can have, and boom, just by posting a couple times a day, three times a day, in five different forums, you will be making money on the internet. Some of you for the first time, some of you are like, Marlon, I've been doing this, I haven't made any money, how come? Well, create a 10, 15 page report, put some links in it, post in five forums three times a day, and you will be making money. So that's how you target. You can target with forums. There's other ways that I cover in Promo Dashboard on how to target your audience or your market, but one of the best ways with forums. Another way is with Yahoo Groups. There's Facebook, and Facebook groups are just great because if there's a Facebook group on it, you have a group of people that you can target. And the other thing is when you're targeting these people, you want to find out who owns the list, who's selling products. If they're selling products, they have a list. These are going to be your joint venture partners. Folks, they're not competitors. They are your joint venture partners. They're not your competitors. You want to see other people selling to your same audience. Those are the people who you're going to joint venture with. You're going to sell their products to the list that you develop. They're going to sell your product to their list. All right. So now we know how we can target people on an interest or a topic. And how do you build your list? You offer that freebie. You set them to what we call a squeeze page. We show you, and I believe it's row three. Row two is how do you create that freebie in Promo Dashboard. How do you create your freebie? Row three is how, and row four, how do you create that name squeeze page and get people into your autoresponder so you can send them email. So you have your squeeze page. That's where you offer your freebie. Now, I want to give you some examples for those of you who just feel like this is maybe – let me try to mute this call again. We're having a crazy time with our phones. Okay, so please try to limit the noise in the background. For some reason, I cannot mute this call today, and I had a devil of a time getting on the call. I do not know what's going on with our service today. All right, but let me try to find for you a good example here of a freebie. So give me 1 second to try to get some internet here on my laptop. Acquaintances slash friends of the business is Lee McIntyre. Now, I want to use Lee as an example because Lee's just really a great example because he's only been in the business, I think, 15 months. And he built his list, no products, no list, no nothing from scratch, and he was a teacher. And he did it just by creating some little viral reports that he gave away and sold really inexpensively. What Lee did a lot was created $17 little reports that are really jam-packed with value. Just really jam-packed. And he gave those things away for free. And that's how he built his list. Well, I say jam-packed. He had some he gave away for free, some he sold for $17, and recruited some affiliates just by meeting people and emailing them and asking them if they would like to promote it. There was no real magic secret about it. He just emailed some people and told them he had this thing, and gave them a sample of it, and it was $17, and you know, would they like to promote it? And he would pay them a big commission. Like, I don't know, I don't even remember now what he paid, but probably 70% or something. He didn't really care about making money on it because, again, you're just trying to get people on your list. You're just trying to build your list. And now that I'm trying to find one of his little viral things, you go to Lee-McIntyre, M-C-I-N-T. YRE.com, Lee-McIntyre.com. And poke around a little bit. You will. This is my point. This is how you build your list. You create that freebie. Now, you can give the freebie away for free, or you can sell it for $10, $17, $20, and then you can give resellers. Again, you've been on the forums. You know who has some lists, right? Give them 70%. You can even give them all the money. It doesn't really matter because all you're trying to do is build your list. Here's one example of a little low-cost report that Lee did. He did grabyourlifestyle.com, grabyourlifestyle.com, and that's like a $10 one, I think. And then he did, let me see here, it was called Auction Secret Profits. AuctionSecretProfits.com, I believe, was one of them that he sold. All right, so this is how you build your list. You create your little freebie. Now, the way Lee did it, there's different ways to do it. The way he did it was, you know, he created this thing he sold for $17, but it's probably 40, 50 pages, really great value, building his list and feeling like that would show people that he was really, you know, worth spending money with. Now, Lee still has a small list, like 4,500 people or 7,500, I don't know, I think under 10,000. But he still gets as many click-throughs as people with much larger lists. And the reason is because here's his formula. He sends out one content email, you know, a free video, a free nice, meaty article he puts on his blog, a free newsletter that he sends as PDFs. And then the next email's a pitch. Then the next email's content. The next email's pitch. Other marketers do content pitch, or pitch content. And then, as you know, some do pitch, which works if you're bringing a whole lot of new blood on your list, because they're going to burn out real fast. I'm going to try Lee's approach a little bit more and try to balance sending 10, 15-minute videos out that are content and mixing them in more with pitches, maybe mixing in some PDFs. Keep your open rate up, and it'll keep people engaged in reading your list is the idea, and especially if you have a smaller list. I think it's a really good, I think it's a great tactic. But that's how you build your list. So, again, Lee started 15 months ago. He's full-time now, but he was started as a teacher. And just started with some inexpensive and viral reports and built his list up, treats his list really well, sends out great content, and the whole system works. There are other approaches. A lady over in UK named Sarah Brown, I believe it's sarah-brown.com if I remember. What she does is she creates 10-page viral reports on a niche and then uploads them to the free ebook sites. All right, for those of you who are newbies, do you understand what I said? Is there anything you can't do of what I said? There are no stupid questions, there are no wrong or bad questions. Does this process make sense to you? Are you working on it? Are you stuck on anything? All right, then let's try this. If you do not have a free, be created, a free report, a free PDF, a free video, something to build your list with, a free ebook, on the count of three, say yes. One, two, three.
Yes.
Yes.
You do not. Okay.
Yes.
So some of you do not have it. What is stopping you from creating your free video, free ebook, or free PDF, any of you?
Okay, I can't set up for the video. That's one thing. And I don't know. Is there a lot of research involved before you sit down and write something? I just don't really understand where you focus and get an idea for a – I mean, I could sit down and write something, but, you know, what do you write?
All right, well, let's talk about these. First of all, let's talk about how you create the content, and then let's talk about the video, all right? Let's talk about how you create content. Now, do you – let me ask you, ma'am, do you have Promo Dashboard?
Yes, I do. I just got it, so I have not gone through it.
Have not gone through it. Okay, that product answers your question because it takes you through it step by step.
Okay.
The answer to that question is you interview other experts over the phone, freeconferencecall.com, so it's free and it doesn't cost you any money. You record the call.
Okay.
If you want to, you can transcribe the call. Now you have both a PDF and an audio. I give you the exact email that you can use to get up to 70% of the experts to agree to the interview, and I give you a source of where to get experts from to interview.
And that's in the dashboard, the promo
yes,
dashboard.
Yes, ma'am, it sure is.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, it sure is.
We're on our way.
Now, as far as doing the video, that's in promo dashboard, too. It's on row two is where we talk about creating your freebies. Video is there. PDFs are there. Teleseminars, there, et cetera. It's all there.
Okay, good. Okay.
All right. Yes, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, you know, one of the first steps was to pick your target, and that's really been a holdup for me, but I've got that now, so, I'm ready to go back to the next step, so that's where I'm at.
Well, it's true. There's two ways to pick the target. In the ideal world, you pick something you either know about is ideal, but if you don't know about it, then you pick something that you're at least interested in or preferably passionate about. Like, just as an example, I watch a lot of Japanese anime. Just, I don't know, it's just one of those things that I like. I could start a niche site, and a lot of people have, on Japanese anime. It's not the easiest thing to make money with, because those people aren't, you know, mostly they just buy anime. They don't buy books or things about anime. So it's
right.
Not a real easy target to make money with, but you could. But
right.
You could. Because what you could do is go and do reviews of different anime and then have links to products to sites from Commission Junction where people go there and download an anime movie. You get paid.
Okay, so
or buy an anime movie and you get paid. So I could make money on anime. Pretty much anything that's a special interest, what you do is you go research it on the Internet and see if anyone's selling stuff about it. Is anyone making money with it? And you look at their link and see if it's an affiliate link. Typically, you can tell if it's an affiliate link because a regular link would be like, you know, animemovies.com. An affiliate link would be like animemovies.com/Z/T.CGI/, and some kind of number that it's an affiliate tracking ID, CD1468 or some kind of tracking ID. You learn a little bit about how ClickBank links work and Commission Junction links, and you can join Commission Junction for free, you'll recognize the affiliate links right off the bat. So you can literally just go to Google search, look at the sites on the free side, the organic listings, look at the site on the right-hand side, the page, and you can see if any products are being promoted. and if so, what they are.
Okay. Okay.
Who else? That's a very good question, though, and I'm sure a lot of people have that, and it's a sticking point for a lot of people, getting that target market. Now, you don't have to go with something you're even passionate about. You can't just go with a topic you think's hot and is going to make money. I mean, you can do that. It's not maybe not as much fun, but, everything's funny if you're making money, so that's another approach to it. A very good question. Who else has a question, something that's stopping you from getting your freebie going? Anyone? Again, there are no wrong or bad questions. I want you all to get your freebie. Five, six, seven of you don't have one, so let's talk about it and see if we can get you going.
Not being a writer, not being a skilled writer, and not having the funds to hire someone to do it.
All right, so you know how you solve that?
Not really.
All right, do you have the promo dashboard?
Yes.
Okay. What you do is you go through row one and two, because I show you how to call it, how to send an email that I provide, it's already written for you, to experts. I show you where to get the experts from, and you talk to them over the phone and record it. If you can talk to people over the phone and you can record it, then you have a product, something you can use as a freebie.
Beautiful. Thank you.
No writing is required there. Now, as far as hiring writers, sir, I would probably say that you can't afford writers, because if you go to getafreelancer.com, you can hire writers from around the world, some of whom will charge you a dollar to write whatever it is you want written, because they live in a country where $50 a month is a full month's worth of pay. So $1 to them is pretty good money, especially if they can make $3, $4, $5, $10 in a day. They're feeling pretty good about life. So I would disagree. You can't find writers. Now, they may not be quality of American writers, but you can find writers, and you can find writers amazingly cheap. You use getafreelancer.com. And you will probably be surprised at how inexpensively you can get things written for. But having said that, you don't have to write at all in this business. Let's say you can't write at all. You just can't write. That's no problem. You do video. Can you talk? Now, if you can't talk and you can't write and you can't communicate with anyone, then yeah, it ain't the business. Because you've got to communicate somehow. But video is fine. Teleseminars are fine. Let me give you a great example. Armand Morin is Filipino. Armand, I'm guessing, doesn't have great writing skills. He built his whole entire business by selling via teleseminars, putting on conferences, selling at conferences, letting other people sell at conferences, and creating products that were either software that he could hire out or that were him talking on, like, audio products. Built his whole business that way. Now, yeah, he does have sales letters, but after he had money coming in, he had money to hire people to write the sales letters. Now, if you don't have money to hire, you can also joint venture. Well, first of all, in Promo Dashboard, one of the bonuses is with Keith Baxter, and he shows you how to hire sales letter writers off of guru.com for $200. $200. So if you spend $200, you can get a sales letter written. And if you got some stuff that's selling, some videos that are selling, you can afford the $200. But initially, you don't even got to spend the $200. You can do a video that sells whatever it is you got to sell. You don't even have to do sales letters at all to sell. And I will let me get you an example of that, because I don't want this to be theory. I want you all to really be able to do this. So let me see here if I can find you a halfway decent example of something being sold by video. I don't do a lot of it because personally, frankly, I prefer to write, but A lot of people don't. So let me give you a site that you can go to, and you can see something being sold for $500, and there's no sales letter there. All it is a PowerPoint. If you can do a PowerPoint video, and if you don't have money for a PowerPoint, frankly, you can use the OpenOffice.org has one of the things when you download OpenOffice is the equivalent of PowerPoint, and it's free. Personally, I love PowerPoint, though, and I would recommend it. The newest version of PowerPoint is absolutely amazing. But anyway, if you're on the Internet right now, I want you to go to this website, Plug and Play, P-L-U-G, and Play, P-L-A-Y, Plug and Play, Profits.com. By the way, any of you on this call are advanced hangout because I do have something for you, but I want to help these people that are just stuck. Plugandplayprofits.com. If you're on the Internet, I want you to go there right now. And if you can see that site and you're there at that site, on the count of three, say yes. One, two, three. Anyone? All right, nobody's there.
Getting there.
It's plugandplayprofits.com.
Oh.
This is a site Lee McIntyre did because Lee sells a lot from video because he's a school teacher by trade, and he writes some sales letters, but he's not. It's really not his main skill. He's a teacher, so he likes to talk. Okay, all this is a PowerPoint, self-presentation. You'll notice the webpage has zero graphics. There are no graphics here, folks. It's a table, a headline, and a video. So I want any of you that feel like you just can't do this, I want you to go and watch that video.
Hold on. Is it a blog or a webpage?
Plugandplayprofits.com. That particular one is just a web page. It's one page. It has a headline.
Plug and Profits. If you go to Plug and Profits, you get the blog.
Gotcha. Okay. Thanks.
Oh, okay. So this is the website I'm on is, let me spell it, P-L-U-G, Plug and A-N-D, Play, P-L-A-Y, Profits, Plug and Play, Profits, all one word, .com.
I got it now.
Okay. So there it is.
Wow.
The headline, video, couple links. So any of you that feel like you can't write, well, don't let that stop you. Do video. Now, you better get good doing video. You know, you got to be able to communicate somehow. This is a business about communication. You got to be able to write. Or you got to be able to talk. If you can't write and you can't talk, you better have a little bit of money to hire some people. There are people in this business who speak other languages and sell in our market. And now I don't know how they – I'm guessing they speak – I'm just guessing that they speak kind of broken – that they can write English – but they don't speak it well. So literally they do videos, but they hire other people to do their videos for them. And again, talent is out there at fairly inexpensive prices. Now, if you're just flat out broke, then no. But if you can't write, you know, you got to be able to communicate some way. I really like, though, what Lee does on some of his sites. Because he just sells using simple videos. And it's something that all of you can do. All right, so who else is stuck on not getting their freebie up and going? Anyone?
I'm stuck, but I don't think it has anything to do with know-how. I've actually got something that I could put up, but what I want to do is, I mean, I wrote it for a different market. It's 13 common sense tips to have more money, time, and energy for your life. And
okay.
It was, you know, it was
what market did you write it for?
I wrote it for other coaches and prospective coaches, people I was training.
Okay.
I used to do coach training. And
okay, great.
So
and now you're wanting to position it for?
Yeah. So I want to basically take the same. Actually, I put one about that. I used one of those tips on my blog once about, and I made it relevant to choosing products to buy, you know, how
okay.
to know you were getting the right thing. So I thought I would just take
right.
that 13, those 13 tips and convert as many of them as I could to things that were relevant to marketing, online marketing, and affiliate marketing.
Now, is this done as a, is it written? Is it a video? What is it?
It's written.
Okay. Well,
but I could
one
put it
thing
on
I
video
would...
when I get my video camera.
Oh, no. So let's talk about video. You don't need a video camera to put it on video.
Okay.
All you need is, do you have PowerPoint?
No. I use a Mac most of the time. But I actually...
Okay. Do you, well, it's no problem because you have, I'm on a Mac at this very second. You have, what's it called, Keynote on here? It's in the Mac
yeah.
Live thing.
I've got
Yeah, it's Keynote. Keynote's fine. Same thing, same difference. I mean,
okay.
I personally like PowerPoint, but Keynote's fine. You can do really nice. I mean, Frank Kern and Ed Dell use Keynote, and it looks great. You know, you can do fine with it. You can also use record the screen video using Visual Flow, is what it's called.
Okay. I haven't learned how to. I just bought this iWork about a week ago.
Well, the Keynote's very simple. I mean, it'll take you like all of 1 hour to learn to use, if that.
Great. That's a great tip. Thanks.
And then you use, it's called ScreenFlow. ScreenFlow records it. All right?
Okay.
For those who use PCs, you record with Camtasia, or if you're broke and you're on the broke plan, then CamStudio is free. CamStudio is fine. CamStudio will work fine. Camtasia gives you more options. A little bit more powerful, a little bit more robust, but if you're on a budget, download CamStudio. Make some freaking money, and buy Camtasia. I recommend you take your points, stick them into... How many of you would like to have a product you can sell for $37 to $47 within 1 to 2 weeks?
I would.
Who else?
Yeah, me too.
Anyone else?
Sure.
How about a DVD that you could sell that would be physically shipped?
No, I'm not interested in that.
But you don't have to ship it yourself. All you do is you create the product, the video. You use PowerPoint or you use Keynote. You create it. You burn it to a DVD, and then you actually don't even burn it. You go to Kunaki, K-U-N-A-K-I, Kunaki.com. I'll repeat that, K-U-N-A-K-I.com. And for a DVD, listen to what they will do. In a quantity of one, folks, I'm not talking about buying 100 of them. A quantity of one, they will print a full-color DVD for you. They will give you the DVD case. They will print a full-color one-panel insert. They will print a full-color DVD case cover. They will wrap it in cellophane. They will put the UPC barcode on it. They will manufacture it in 24 hours, and they'll do it all for $1.75 for you.
Wow.
And they ship it to your customer, but you got to pay for the shipping to the customer.
Okay.
KUNAKI.com. So let me show you another product Lee did that's real clever. I'm using him as an example just because I was going through, usually like I'll go through one marketer's stuff a week and just kind of examine what they're doing. Lee was my guy for like this week, and he's a real good guy, like Lee. And he's one reason is because I'm using him a little bit of an example is because since he's new in this, he's gone through a lot of the same issues a lot of you guys and gals are going through, so it kind of helps me to relate to you. It's, let me find it here. So he's creating these products. In fact, you can see a site at Lee-McIntyre, MCINTYRE.com/blog is his blog. And over on his blog, there's links to his products. Let me find this particular product. He's got several here that were done on DVD. 24, here's the one I'm looking for. The website is 24, the number 2, the number 4, 24hourproductcreation.com, 24hourproductcreation.com. Now, on this one, he does use a sales letter. But frankly, if you use the sales letter, if you look at the sales letter, I think most of you could write this. Although in this case, I don't think he had to write this letter. I think he hired someone to write this letter for him. Again, for a couple hundred bucks, if you use the method on that Keith Baxter interview, hiring them off of guru.com, you can get somebody to write something somewhat similar to this. But anyway, make a long story short, what you're looking at 24hourproductcreation.com, it's PowerPoint recorded with Camtasia and burned, and then just uploaded to Kanaki. And it sells for, let me see, if it's $37 or $47. I've got a copy here that he sent me. He caught me. He sent me some of his stuff. Let's see what he's selling this puppy for. It's 24-hour product creation. That should be here. $100. And all it is a one-hour PowerPoint. In other words, you know, about an hour worth of PowerPoint slides. Now, again, some of you, I understand, you say, well, how am I going to do an hour of PowerPoint? And, you know, you've got to start at this business at the level you're on. If you can't do the PowerPoint, Kanaki also does CDs. So you interview six people. Well, you interview one person, put them on a CD. Lee has an interview he's selling for, I think, $15, $20. That's an interview with a time, like a time management I don't know for sure. I think it's the interview with that 4-hour work week guy. I think he interviewed him. And he puts that on a DVD or a CD, has it shipped out through Kanaki, sells it for a pretty decent price. So if you can't do, if you don't know enough to talk about the topic yourself, you can still interview people. I'll give you an example of this. In the old days, a guy is still around, Bob Serling, and you'll probably still see his products on the web if you search. Bob, I remember, interviewed copywriting experts, a bunch of copywriters. Took those, put them on CDs, right? The product, I think, sold for like $500 or something like that, and then he took and he sold reprint rights to other marketers for, I think, $1,500. So literally he did like, I think, 10 or 12 interviews, and I don't even remember what he sold the product for. It may have been a $1,000 product, and then he sold, like, the reprint rights for $3,000. I really don't remember the numbers. They don't matter. The idea is you can literally interview people, put them on CDs. Kanaki will ship those out for you. And because if you go, let's say you have six CDs, and when you go to ship to a customer, you just label each CD as a different product, so you just selected Kanaki that they ordered six products, you know, part one, part two, part three, part four, part five, part six, and they put it all in one box, each little CD case or DVD case, and they put it all in one box and they ship it for you. It's very sweet, very, very nice. And so you could sell that product, and then you could also sell reprint rights for about three, four, or five times that price to other marketers if you so desired, All right, so before we get to some stuff for the director, I just want to talk over your heads. Did I just lose you all in what I talked about, or do you understand what I just talked about? Or are you, or do you feel you could do what I just talked about, or are you stuck on it?
It worked for me.
I think we can do it.
Very good. All right.
If you will go to Lee McIntyre's blog, again, remember to use the dash, Lee-McIntyre, or hyphen, I'm sorry, hyphen. Apparently, somebody had already grabbed Lee McIntyre before he got into internet marketing. So every time he gives his website, he has to go, it's Lee-McIntyre.com. Yeah, so grab your own name. That's lesson one. If you haven't registered your own name, good God, go get it as soon as this call is up. So let's just cover some of the basic skills. I'm just talking about basic, because a lot of people, probably a lot of you see the big product launches come out. You probably buy some of them, which is fine. But, you know, they're talking about master or PhD stuff, and you don't know how to use PowerPoint or CamStudio or Camtasia or Keynote yet. You know, you gotta start in this business kind of with just some basics. getting a basic, simple product out. That's what Promo Dashboard shows you how to do. You know, just very basic. Just start out interviewing some people and recording it. I mean, and you may think you can't do it. I mean, when I was nobody, just nobody, living out of a 600-square-foot apartment, I got an interview with a very famous guy at the bookstore, Alan Weiss, who has a book called Million Dollar Consulting. I was probably still at the bookstore, and it was like 15 years ago when I interviewed him or something. But I literally just called him or emailed him, asked for the interview. He gave it to me. I had to schedule it 6 months in advance. So I'm not making this up. I had to schedule it 6 months out. I remember it was a December interview. Still remember it. It was like December 10. But sure enough, Alan showed up, and we did the interview, and I recorded it. So it can happen. It can happen. And I give you the emails that actually a friend of mine uses. Kurt Christensen uses the emails that I give you. He gets 70% of the experts to agree to those interviews, and he does a CD of the month, something else for you to think about. So he sells a health e-books on different topics, and then when people buy those e-books for like $17 or $27, he does a free 30-day trial of his CD of the month, which you can do with the One Shopping Cart software, or you could do it with PayPal, a free 30-day trial of his. So they buy one product, and they get a free 30-day trial of something else. They get a free 30-day trial of his CD of the month, and then thereafter they get one CD a month, audio CD, send it out through Kanaki, and I think he gets $20 or $30 a month for that. So he's got, now I don't know if he still has it, he had built it up to $10,000 a month in recurring billing income just on his CD of the month. Literally, just interviewing one expert a month and recording it, putting it on the CD, sending it out with, I don't know if he used Kanaki or not. There's other fulfillment services, but for beginners, Kanaki is great because there's zero inventory, zero upfront costs. And the products look awesome. They're in like the CD case or the DVD box, full color. They look better than the product I'm delivering currently. I'm planning on moving over to Kanaki. The per unit prices are just awesome. And the product quality is through the roof. Lee has a product here that I bought delivered through Kanaki. Now, I bought this from him, and I could have got it free, but I buy it from other marketers because I think it's a respect, shows respect to their talent. It's called a super list building system. It sells for he sells it on his website for $200, I think. It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's about six DVDs that were webinars, and we'll talk about this, that were webinars that he did. It's another way to create the product. We'll talk about it. And then he also had the transcripts in there and the audio and then some Q&A audios that were done on conference calls. So I think there's like 8 of these things in there, but it came in one little box shipped out through Kanaki. Now, how did he create this? He did a webinar. These are 6 webinars that he did on list building. I think I paid $200 for this. And his product, we already know his product cost is $1.75 each. So he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in there. I got a calculator here. So it's $1.75 times 8. That's $14. He sold it for $200, plus I'm sure he charged shipping. So, you know, 200 divided by 14. That ain't a bad markup, folks. It's like a 14 times markup. Now, here's how he did this product. Webinars. So you could use GoToWebinar, and GoToWebinar will normally they will record. They've been having a problem the last few weeks, so we've been actually recording using Camtasia or ScreenFlow, recording our webinar. So you can literally get paid to create a product. I have asthma. Hold on 1 second. Let me go get my little... I should have got a refill at the store. Give me 1 second here. Let me see if this one in my car works before I choke to death. So anyway, you know, he sold the webinar. people paid to be on the webinar. He recorded it. Now he also has a product he can sell. So you're literally getting paid to create a product. You can do the same thing with teleseminars. You can sell people seats to be on a teleseminar with an expert, record it, and also create a product. So you're getting paid to create a product. All right. Before I go on, any questions on anything I just discussed? Anyone that cannot do or is stuck or has a problem with doing the things we've just discussed, please speak up, because I don't want you to sit there and be sitting on your reason you personally feel you can't do it. I want all of you
I have a question.
To feel empowered to do this. Yes, go ahead.
This is Craig from Dayton, Ohio. Marvin, I struggle a little bit. I am selling a product that I'm not super experienced in. It's rehabbing and flipping homes. And I want to do it. It's a kind of a higher price one. I want to do kind of more of a front-end entry level. And I thought about doing the interviews, but I really don't even know what questions to ask an expert to be able to put together an interview. Do you have any guiding or coaching thoughts on how I could come up with that?
Yeah, that's real simple. That's you go to bigdashboards.com, type in rehab or real estate investing or that kind of thing. Usually within a real estate forums, there are going to be different topics within the forum, and one of those topics will be rehabs. It's real simple. You go in there and you just look for the questions that newbies ask over and over when they come on the forum.
Okay.
What was that URL again?
I'm sorry?
What was that URL again?
Oh, that's big, and again, it's in promo dashboard, but it's big-boards.com.
Okay.
All that is, there's no magic to that. You can also just type in your topic and forum in Google. All that is like a directory of online forums. But you can also just, let's say you go to Big Boards, you can't find your forum. Then you just type rehab forum or forums, and you'll probably find forums that way. You just type your topic and forums in Google. And there's also Yahoo groups. Same. And there's Facebook. You can go in Facebook, type in rehab, and you will find groups on Facebook where people are discussing rehabs. On any topic, pick a topic, you will find that when new people come in to the forums, they ask the same questions over and over and over and over and over and over and over to the point where people get frustrated in answering them because the same freaking questions come up from the newbies all the time. Which is kind of a good reason you might be able to promote and get by a little bit in the forums with promoting the product a little bit, because they're tired of hearing the stupid questions from newbies. So if you create the free report that answers all the basic newbie questions, you got a pretty good chance that people in the forum will refer people to that free report, because they don't want to sit there and have to deal with the answers over and over and over. And you're like, well, Marlon, how am I going to write the answers? I'm new. Well, you go to the forum and you read what's already written. The questions are already asked. They're already answered. All you got to do is rewrite them. And again, if you can't write, put them on video or put them on an audio. Does that help?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Craig, that's what I would do.
Okay, thank you. That's good.
That's exactly where I would get the questions asked. The other thing is you came into this new, so you know what questions you had. When I do interviews, I usually just ask the questions I'm curious about myself. I figure if I wonder about it, other people do too. So I usually just let my natural curiosity guide me when I interview someone. You know, I figure the information is going to come out one way or the other, and I figure I'm, like, let's say I'm probably going to interview my friend Lee McIntyre. So Lee started and built, I mean, Lee made $7,000 his first month in internet marketing. How many of you would like to make $7,000 your first month in internet marketing?
I would.
Most of you would, right? Well, guess what he just created? A DVD using PowerPoint, just like I explained to you, and guess what the topic is? How he made $7,000 his first month, and he goes through it step by step. Now, this one he's selling real cheap. Now, that plug-and-play profits I sent you to, That's where he sells the remember I was telling you about reprint rights? That's where he sells the reprint rights to that DVD where you could sell it, and he's charging $500 for $95 for the reprint rights to it. Or if all you want to do is buy the CD yourself, he's got a link in to the actual, I think it's called Beginner's Mastermind. Let me see here. Yeah, it's beginnersmastermind.com. So Beginner's Mastermind, M-A-S-T-E-R-M-I-N-D, beginnersmastermind.com. And let's see how much he's selling this for. I think it's his lead generator, so he's... No, this one, he has a little product launch method. Let me tell you what this is. So he's selling this DVD for $47. But initially he launched it through his affiliates, a small number of basically his friends, and he allowed them to sell it, I think, for $17. But, see, he told them, you know, on X date, I'm going to raise the price to $47, so offer it to your people at $17 now before I raise the price. Now, he didn't make a lot of money with them selling at $17, but he built, you know, he got new blood on his list. And now he's got it on, I think he may be selling on ClickBank, and the price is $47. So, but even if you're selling at $17 and your cost is $1.75, you know, it could be worse. But anyway, there's just another example of doing a product, a DVD. And again, how much inventory does he have of this? Zero. When he gets an order, they go into Kanaki, they put the order in, done. That's it. So he's called Beginner's Mastermind. How to earn your first, this one he focused on $350. How to earn your first $350 online in 14 days or less. I thought that was the one where he documented the 7,000, but maybe that's not it. I think he's got one somewhere where he documents how he made his 7,000 in his first month. Basically, what he did was he had a product he sold over on the Marketing Warriors Forum on what's called the WSO, Warrior Special Offer, and he sold it on how to do auctions, I think, because he was doing eBay auctions. He sold it for, I think, $17 or something. Sold like 200 of them or some such. And he picked up a bunch of some affiliates that then went out and promoted it to their list. And then he came out with one or two other products. Again, I think PowerPoint stuff. And that was it. You know, it was busy first month because he rolled out, I think, three products, but that's what he did. I'll also say that he set that whole thing up. The whole reason he created that product to begin with, and it's a good strategy for you all participating in forums. You know, he had a little expertise, in his case, on doing eBay auctions. So he went in the forum and posted a bunch of information for free, and then people were begging him to create a product because they wanted to know all the details. They wanted it more step-by-step. They wanted it more complete because there's only so much you can put in a free post without any video or anything. And so that's why he created the first product and why it sold so well. So there you go. Anything stopping anyone else from getting going on this? Anyone?
Marlon, I just have one question. This is Marge, about contacting the experts. Is it, you know, what is the protocol with that? Do you basically split the profits, you know, 50%, or do you just allow them to promote something during the interview? Are they happy with that? What is the, you know, in other words?
Well, we give you the exact email and the exact process in Promo Dashboard. It's all in there.
Okay.
So the exact email that you sent is in Promo Dashboard. I believe, though, it's not in the main content. It's the bonus. I believe that's one of the bonuses, so just look in the bonus section. And the answer to that is it can be different ways. Like normally what you want to do, what my friend does is this. He finds people that are already promoting books or products. And one way you can find those people is just like look at press releases where they're promoting books, promoting products. They're trying to get publicity. They're putting out press releases trying to get people to call and interview them. Now, he has a secret source, and I won't give away on the call. It's in the product. But basic thing is, yeah, you're looking for people with low price stuff to promote. Books are perfect. Book authors are perfect. But there's others you can use. So all these people, they have something to promote, right? Now, you want something kind of low ticket. You don't want somebody out there promoting a $10,000 mentoring program because it's just going to be a pitch call. You know, book authors are just great because they're verbal. They're used to the gig. They're used to doing interviews. They do interviews nonstop anyway, right? So you contact them, and they know the gig. They already, you know, one thing you can do is you can go to Technorati, T-E-C-H-N-O-R-A-T-I, Technorati.com, which is a blog search. And you look for people that have already done interviews. Look for people already doing interviews on the topic. They've already done them. They already know the routine. They probably got it dialed in on autopilot where they hardly have to think about it. So it's just a dog and pony show for them. You know, you're just another number to them. You're nothing special. Does that help?
Yes, thanks.
I have a follow-up question
sure.
on that. If we want someone to do an interview, do we prepare the questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I would, and I would just send them a list of the questions. But you can also ask them if they have a list of questions. A lot of people who are doing this promoting their books, they've already got a list of questions you can ask them that they're prepared to answer. And then if you've got a couple other questions you want to throw in, that's fine.
Okay, great. Thanks.
I mean, you will normally have gone through the forums and know what questions people are asking, so you kind of want to know what questions you need answers to. And you say, my people have these questions. Would you mind addressing these, you know?
Excellent.
Okay. Who else?
Eugene from Xenia, Ohio. Do you have something about I haven't got all the way through the promo dashboard. Do you have something about the setting up the guidelines for or what you should expect in doing joint ventures?
Promo dashboard does not cover joint ventures because joint ventures are getting traffic.
Okay, gotcha.
Joint ventures are a method of getting traffic. That would be the traffic dashboard, which we're creating. We don't really have that launched yet. But when you say guidelines, now if you're talking about joint ventures on products, I don't recommend a joint venture for newbies on creating products unless you do it this way. Like, a good thing to do is find somebody else in the forums who's, you know, kind of new but aggressive at creating products and stuff. So you all then interview each other over the phone or create products over the phone. They own theirs and you own yours. So you all create a product together and you both just own it. In other words, it's not a joint venture. You don't got to pay them money. They don't got to pay you money. You just both own it. So in the old days, me and my friends Jonathan Mizell and Declan Dunn, we went in the studio, we recorded Info Products, and we just all own the rights to them, period, end of story, done. Now, there are people out there who, I mean, I know people who are launching 3 new products a month that are products are created by other people. They do all the branding, all the graphics and everything, but they bring a lot to the table. I mean, they create tons of banner ads, tons of tools for affiliates. They recruit the affiliates. They get the sales process done, everything. The other partner provides the product, and they literally do 3 of these a month and just split it 50-50 with the product supplier. You can do that. It's not my favorite thing to do, but you can do it. I mean, Ryan Dice does that on – he does profit splits on his – and you can listen to Ryan Dice interview in Promo Dashboard – where that topic's addressed in fairly good length, discussing with Ryan how he joint ventures with people on his membership site. In other words, they really create the content, he does the marketing, and it's a profit split. If they're bringing a whole lot to the table and they got a name and so forth, then it's probably 50-50. If there's somebody that brings content but really not a lot of other assets, then it may be 70-30 or 80-20. It's kind of situation-specific. Who else has something keeping them from getting this thing going or started? Any stumbling block, anything? Go ahead.
I have a question. I don't know if that's the appropriate place to ask it. It's a little bit different than the product creation.
Okay.
Is it? In regard to building your site, HTML editors and stuff, do you have a recommendation of one that is, I don't know any code or anything that is real, kind of cut and paste, easy to use, but I can still put in features like, exit pop-ups and things like that?
Well, I think Design Dashboard does a pretty good job of teaching some of the basics, although it's not, it covers all those basics, and it uses mm-hmm. just a free HTML editor. It's not the world's greatest, but it is free. It's pretty good. It's pretty robust. It's a little clunky. What I really probably recommend is there's a couple ways you can go, and I'll give you your options. Most pros in the business use Dreamweaver. Now, Dreamweaver has a little bit more of a learning curve, but it also saves you time in that it doesn't do anything wrong. It creates pretty darn clean code, so you have a minimum of problems with it. The others all seem to have something funky happen, this little glitch or that little thing, or it doesn't work good on it. It's like I just really most everyone that you talk to that really knows what they're doing in the business uses Dreamweaver. Now, it's not as simple for a beginner as you would wish or like. But, again, if you look at like Lee, I'm referring you to Lee McIntyre's sales letters because, again, he still considers himself a newbie. A few of his sites, he has graphics that he hired from a graphic designer, but a lot of them, let me tell you how they're created. You insert a table, and you can do this with the one we give for free in Design Dashboard and show you how to use. It's really what we do in Design Dashboard. You insert table, and you insert a picture, and you put your copy in there, and maybe a color on the background, and that's about it. Very simple to do. Whether you're using Dreamweaver, whether you're using a free one, Microsoft has one that's a nice product but it's a little bit glitchy called Microsoft, I think, Expression Web or Web Expression Web. It's a little bit easier to use than Dreamweaver, but there's still a couple things that happen with it that, to me, are a little bit of a pain. Like I had some issues with it not centering stuff correctly, and then you got to hire somebody to fix it for you. Dreamweaver just doesn't have those problems. So what I would say on that is just the basics that you need to know. You got to insert a table. You got to put text in it. And you got to be able to insert a few pictures, a few graphics, center your subheads and make them bold. These are sales letters. So it's not highly graphic intensive. Now, the thing on you can use any of these HTML editors, including the free one that we show you how to use in Design Dashboard. The pop-ups are nothing. AWeber gives you the pop-up, and you paste it in what's called the head tags, and they have the instructions in AWeber on how to do it. Your website is composed of a beginning and ending HTML tag. Then it's got your head tags, beginning and ending, and your body tags, beginning and ending. The head tag is stuff like the title of the page, special code, and so forth. It's actually not displayed on the page itself. That's where you put your pop-up, and you literally just paste the code there. Another site you go to get scripts like pop-ups and so forth for free is dynamicdrive.com. We use them a lot, DynamicDrive, dynamicdrive.com, and they have instructions there on how to paste the stuff in. So to answer your question, you're a newbie, I'd probably start with Design Dashboard because we have the videos in there and we try to make it as simple as possible. And then when you're ready to move beyond that, you could still use everything you learned in Design Dashboard, but I'd use Dreamweaver. The thing I can tell you, though, is you can just – I'd probably recommend you start out, just go to YouTube to begin with and type in create HTML page. And there's going to be plenty of videos on YouTube for free showing you how to create just real basic web pages. And I would honestly, I'd start out there and then go from there.
Well, I've you know, I've used some and I've created them, but then it seems like I always run into a problem. Like, you know, one of them can't, I can't, you know, get any support on it because it's free. You know,
yes,
how to
that's
do,
true. I agree. Well, you're not going to get support probably from Dreamweaver either. I mean, from Acromedia. You know, tech support is enormously expensive. I mean, if the product teach you how to use the product, happen. If you're like, well, I can't get this thing to center, how do I center? Huh, there ain't anybody going to help you. Because they're sitting there having to pay the person on the phone $20 to $25 per hour, and you paid $100 for the product or $200, a few support calls, and they just lost money, see? I mean, it just doesn't work. So you ain't going to get support from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer, so it's not the best answer, but that's why we created Design Dashboard, is to try to take newbies, walk them through something basic and simple. But the most goof-proof product in terms of the actual code where it doesn't do funky stuff is Dreamweaver.
Okay.
I mean, just everybody after they're just past the raw newbie stage uses Dreamweaver that I know. I don't know anybody. I don't personally know anybody making money in this business that uses anything else.
Okay.
Marlon, this is Nancy. About Dreamweaver, it's quite expensive, as you know. And I bought the educational version because I signed up for a class from a community college, and the whole thing was done online.
Yep.
So I got the educational version, which was way less money, and it comes with a fabulous tutorial.
Wow, so very nice.
If anybody can get that, it's very helpful. And I think you can get it from virtually any community college.